It's about to get weird. It's about to get creepy. You've been warned. Her name is Peggy Shannon. She's a 67-year-old great-grandmother who volunteered at City Hall in San Diego. She's now claiming San Diego Mayor Bob Filner harassed her, kissed her, and said some pretty inappropriate things. Here's Peggy saying the mayor's advances started becoming more and more inappropriate.
Mayor Filner would come by my desk several times a day as I worked at the San Diego City Hall as a volunteer 3 days a week. So I saw him many times during the week. I have to say that when Mayor Filner first talked to me, I took it as a compliment. After all, he is the mayor. My co-workers and I would laugh about it at first. But when it kept happening and it got more and more inappropriate, it was not funny anymore.
They were probably laughing because it's Bob Filner. He's not an Adonis.
Man.
Here's Peggy saying the mayor kept asking her to go out with him.
Mayor Filner started coming by my desk several times a day. He would take my hand and talk about us getting together the next weekend. I knew he was engaged, and I felt very shocked and upset that he would think I would go out with him. Every day that I went to work, I had butterflies in my stomach because I did not know what was going to happen the next time the mayor came by my desk. It became very stressful for me, but I was not going to stay away from my job.
She volunteered, worked 3 days a week.
Right.
Okay. She wasn't getting butterflies like, ooh, I get to see Bobby today.
Made like kind of sick to her stomach.
It was, oh, bleep, I've got to see Bobby today. Here's Peggy talking about the day Mayor Filner grabbed her and kissed her.
On the day that Mayor Filner grabbed me and kissed me, I was so surprised. I went home and cried. I just felt so sad. I was just not sure how to take this contact, but it was very disturbing to me. On the day that Mayor Filner came by my desk and asked me if I thought he could go 8 hours in one night, I was shocked that he would say that to me. I was working and had to get myself together to continue my job at the Senior Citizen Service desk. I was very bothered by this statement and went home and cried again.
Listen, Peggy, I'm bothered by you telling us about it. I can only imagine how bothered you were at this jerk's actions. Unbelievable stuff. Here's Peggy saying the mayor asked her to be quiet when he started getting media coverage about all the other ladies coming out of the woodwork.
On July 12th, the day after I saw the first media coverage, when the mayor walked by my desk and motioned for me to be quiet, I was blown away. He had said in the news release that he was sorry for the way he treated his female staff. Then the next day, he said he had done nothing wrong. I feel now that he was not sorry. It was all bad, and I do not feel that he should have done or said any of those things to me. I thought Mayor Filner would apologize to me, but I was wrong.
Does Bob Filner sleep? I mean, honestly, where he has to stay awake 24 hours a day to harass all of these women.
Well, I mean,
there's so many coming forward. It doesn't seem like it's going to stop.
And you realistically believe that this 2-week intensive therapy went through is going to end all this?
No one believes that.
Yeah, I mean, the guy,
he might believe it.
He needs to resign or somehow to get him out of there. It's just terrible when you feel just bad for everybody. I mean, the only thing is, at least this woman was his contemporary as far as age is concerned. But man, he really does have a serious problem that needs to be addressed, and it's not going to be resolved in 2 weeks.
Yeah, she's 67. What is he, 73?
71, I think.
71, yeah. He's in his 70s, low 70s at least.
Yeah.
Still, just creepy. Yeah.
Now, is he still engaged, too?
I have no idea.
He made a point. He was engaged, but wow, his fiancée's got to kind of go like, really? This is the guy I'm going to marry?
No idea. This story from Reuters. A West Virginia judge was arrested yesterday and charged in federal court with attempting to plant evidence on a former lover's husband and having him arrested for a crime he did not commit.
Oh, man.
This is a movie plot.
It really is.
Mingo County Circuit Judge Michael Thornsbury, he's 57, also was accused of appointing a business partner to be foreman of the grand jury investigating the husband, the indictment said. Thornsbury, Mingo County's only circuit judge since 1997, the year I graduated high school, by the way.
Really?
Oh. Was arrested yesterday, according to a federal prosecutor. He was released after paying a $10,000 bond. Thornsbury had a romantic relationship with his secretary starting in early 2008, the federal indictment said. After she broke it off in June of that year, Thornsbury sought retaliation against the woman's husband, it said. The names of the woman and her husband were redacted from the indictment. Thornsbury tried unsuccessfully to hire someone to plant drugs under the man's car so he would be arrested, and later arranged to have the man unduly charged with stealing from his employer, according to the indictment.
Did he get this from a made-for-TV plot? Wow. I mean, that's what it sounds like. It's terrible.
A judge accused of framing a former lover's husband to try to get him to go away.
Wow.
So he can be with the woman that didn't want to be with him any longer.
Yeah.
Wow.
What has happened to us as a society? I mean,
no clue.
We have no moral standards anymore. It's just a sad, sad case. A
quick sad note. Lisa Robin Kelly, the actress who played Lori Forman on That 70s Show, Eric Foreman's sister, she died at the age of 43 during an alleged rehab stint.
Really?
Oh. Well, if you've been following her story, this should shock no one.
Let's see, I haven't.
She was
rapidly
heading towards the end. I mean, she had a lot of drug and alcohol issues. Not surprised by this headline this morning.